oceans on a limb. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on. Everybody's gonna wanna doze.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Hezbollah launched a ballistic missile at Tel Aviv early today. This is further escalation after Israel carried out strikes on Lebanon that killed hundreds of people and Hezbollah fired rockets deeper into Israel. Air raid sirens in Tel Aviv sounded. So far, there were no reports of casualties or damage. CBS News' Imtiaz Tayeb has more.
Israel insists it's only targeting Hezbollah's military infrastructure, while Hezbollah says it won't stop firing rockets until the war on Gaza ends. But the Iran-backed group is outgunned and deeply compromised. After Israeli intelligence infiltrated Hezbollah's communications devices, causing them to explode.
Tropical storm Helene is strengthening in the Caribbean, expected to make landfall tomorrow in Florida as a Category 3 hurricane. Both the governor and the president have declared states of emergency. CBS's Jason Allen reports.
All along Florida's west coast, people are fueling up. And boarding up ahead of Helene. Here in the coastal town of East Point, business owners are taking no chances, shutting down days before the storm hits. Mandatory evacuation orders are already in effect for some people living in coastal or low-lying areas. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is urging residents to prepare.
You do have time, so take advantage of that time.
Congress must vote on a budget plan this week in order to avert a partial government shutdown. Here's CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian.
We still expect a vote on government funding in the House on Wednesday. This is what we were expecting all along. But furthermore, we're expecting that that could be part of the final rounds of votes in the House this week. They were supposed to be in session through the end of the week, but now it appears they may truncate that schedule once they get this government funding cleared. And certainly the Senate stands poised to move this bill forward.
The state of Missouri has carried out the execution of a man convicted of breaking into a woman's home and killing her. There have been calls for him to serve a life sentence. His lawyers argued a jury violation. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper has the update.
His death comes even after the prosecutor's office that secured his murder conviction 21 years ago expressed doubts about the integrity of the case. Williams was found guilty of murdering Felicia Gale in her home, though he had always maintained he was innocent.
The Trump campaign says it was contacted by U.S. intelligence about Iran threatening to assassinate former President Donald Trump. A spokesperson called the threats both real and specific, saying that an assassination is Iran's effort to destabilize the United States. He also said law enforcement officials across all agencies are working to ensure Trump is protected. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Wake up. Breakfast. and Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
The astronauts are on an extended stay they never intended.
It was supposed to be an 8-day-long mission in June for astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. Now it appears it will be more than 8 months. Yesterday, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson told reporters the two will catch a ride home next year from Boeing competitor SpaceX.
Space flight is risky, even at its safest. And even at its most routine. And a test flight by nature is neither safe nor routine.
Nelson says safety guided every part of the decision. He said issues with Starliner's propulsion system made it too risky to carry its first crew home. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Bob Marley's musical legacy will live on. His five sons are on a 22-date tour performing their father's most iconic songs. The Marley Brothers tour will conclude early October in Miami. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms in the overnight will eventually come to an end. The clouds stick around, though. Northwest winds 5 to 10. Sunrise temperatures in the upper 50s. On Wednesday, morning clouds giving way to sunshine. North winds, highs in the mid-70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Yeah. wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more will you from me? Mercy, can't you stand?
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Yeah. next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
Yeah.
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. According to a recent survey, nearly half of all Americans think you can be too old to start saving for retirement. Now listen, my 47-year-old self does not like the idea that I could ever be too old for anything. And I know for sure that the only way anyone can age out of saving for retirement is to actually retire. I mean, yes, of course, you're going to have a bigger nest egg if you start saving young, but older savers have an advantage over the younger ones. People in their 40s and 50s typically make double what their 20-something colleagues make. And the math is clear. You are younger today than you will be at any point in your future. More than half of us are behind in our retirement savings, so don't wait another minute to start. I've got a video that can help you out. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener in SoCal against USC. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Just to be with you. Give me
because I love you.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
But then what would I say? I would say what's on someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and opened up the doors.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
You will. so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
CBS News.